Thursday, and Thursdays are Farmers Market Days in downtown Burlington. We do have some changes for this week, and we have the events coordinator from the Greater Burlington Partnership, also the basically the person that's in charge of the Farmers Market, Rachel Lindeen, joining me. Rachel's going to be joining me all summer long and into the fall, but again, Rachel, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Yes, Farmers Market returns to Jefferson Street tonight.
It is on Jefferson Street tonight, but it is basically the same rules and the same time that you had last week. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So we are still following the state of Iowa guidelines and CDC recommendations for safety. It continues to be a food-only market with a handful of exceptions, like masks. We have mask makers. We have a mask maker that comes. But we will be in the 300 and 400 block of Jefferson Street. It's food only. No food trucks, no samples, from 4:30 to 6. It should be another good night. I need to remind us, everybody, that it is rain or shine. But then the chance of thunderstorms and lightning, we have to then cancel it. But if it's just raining, we are a go.
But it is, again, 4:30 to 6, so those are limited hours. Basically, it's half your normal time period. Is that right?
Right, right. We just subtracted an hour during this time of a reduced market. Just like last week, it's one shopper per family. Social distancing, if you've been sick or had a temperature in the last 3 days, please stay home. Another recommendation from the state is to keep your pets at home. I know we are usually a pet-friendly market, but for right now through the end of the month, we're going to request no pets at the market.
Okay, now let's look down the road. Now, the governor is releasing or soft reopening of basically regular businesses, et cetera. That is on Friday of this week. But the farmers market rules, you're going to be in this same farmers market rule status through the end of the month. Is that right?
Correct. So for the month of May, we are under our what I'm going to call a reduced market. So we're happy that we can still have one. We know we can do it safely and efficiently. But, yes, we will be under these guidelines for the entire month of May.
Okay, now let's look down the road. Are you anticipating having the market in June be basically the same farmers market that you have had in the past, or will that still also be under restrictions?
It's too early to tell, and we're just kind of taking it week by week, market by market. Just yesterday's in the governor's proclamation, it did extend the reduced markets to the end of the month. Originally, it was through Friday, so we don't know. We're going to play by the rules and make sure everybody is safe. And like I mentioned, we're just excited to be able to get out and have local produce and fresh baked cinnamon rolls and cookies and everything like that.
So what we talked about the vendors that you have. I don't know what sort of produce is out there and what sort of stuff you have. You mentioned what, cinnamon rolls, baked goods?
Yeah, there's all kinds of good sweets. Their local produce right now is asparagus, rhubarb. We saw some green onions. We'll be seeing some radishes. We had one vendor who had some popcorn last year, some popcorn that was still on the cob, believe it or not. We're still a few weeks away from strawberry season. We need a little bit of warmer weather, but I know that those blossoms on those strawberries are starting to bloom, so that's a good sight for all of our strawberry lovers.
Okay. That is that's what we are right now. Again, 4:30 to 6, right? And
correct.
You're in the 300 to 400 block of Jefferson. And again,
correct.
Only one family member may go to a vendor at a time. And
one person, period.
One person, period. Okay, so only one family member may go to the market, period, right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Same rules. Those rules are going to be in effect through the month of May. So that's the rules that they have. But again, baked goods, produce. What kind of produce is out there? I'm going to guess what, asparagus is out there right now?
Asparagus, rhubarb, green onions, some radishes, It's all the early stuff, but
yeah,
every day we're closer to that sweet corn.
All right. Well, you know what? Things will change. Hopefully they'll change and significantly change for the better once the month of May is over. But again, the rules apply that we've been talking about through the month of May, and that includes this afternoon, 4:30 to 6. Rachel Lindeen, let's hope we have a lot more events to talk about real soon, okay?
That's right. I'll see you tonight at the market.
Thank you.